During the Advent and Christmas seasons, there are several what are called minor festivals that take place to honor various saints that are mentioned in the Bible. Advent always begins with the feast of Saint Andrew the Apostle. So I thought it might be worth considering the life and witness of Saint Andrew, and in the next two Wednesdays, some of the other great saints that are mentioned in the Bible that are connected to the Advent and Christmas season. So tonight, St. Andrew. We know that he was originally a disciple of John the Baptist. When John pointed to Christ as the Lamb of God, Andrew followed. Then he went to his brother, Simon Peter, and told him about Jesus. These were the first men called by Jesus to be apostles. And what's also interesting is that Andrew and Peter were the first of two sets of brothers to become apostles, the others being James and John, the sons of Zebedee. So you can see how important it is to speak of your faith within your family. We want our loved ones in our family to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you have someone in your family that needs to be here, do as Jesus did. He simply invited Andrew. He didn't nag, he lovingly invited, and that's good advice for all of us too. But Andrew didn't stop with his brother. He went out of his way to invite others to come and see. And it's that invitation Jesus gave to Andrew, come and see, that is mentioned in our Christmas carol that our other St. Andrew, Andrew Langenek, played. Come to Bethlehem and see he whose birth the angels sing. We know that Andrew brought a young boy to Jesus who had only 5 loaves and a couple of small fishes, but Jesus used those to feed 5,000, with Andrew helping to distribute the food. Then there were some Greeks from Galilee who saw Jesus enter Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. They went to Andrew and asked Andrew to arrange a visit with Jesus in person. Yeah, we know that Andrew was part of the inner circle of apostles. It was the two sets of brothers, James and John, along with Andrew and Peter, that heard Jesus speak of the end times on the Mount of Olives. He's mentioned as being present in the upper room when the apostles gathered after the ascension to elect a successor to Judas Iscariot. And then Andrew disappears from the pages of Scripture. So I could end the sermon right there. But you know I won't do that. Ancient historians do tell us that it's not scripture, but we have no reason to disbelieve them, that Andrew went to Asia Minor, that's modern-day Turkey, to Macedonia and Greece. Macedonia is above Greece, and even to Russia, preaching the gospel and founding congregations. And why shouldn't he have gone out? After all, it was the preaching of God's word that converted Andrew in the first place. He was originally converted by John the Baptist's preaching and became one of John's disciples. Now, John's mission was to prepare people for the coming of the Messiah by reminding them of the Old Testament promises of his coming. And as you know, the Old Testament was all the Bible people had in those days. The Old Testament is a Christian set of books because they proclaim the coming of a Savior. And John showed the people that the Messiah, according to the prophet Isaiah, would be a light to lighten the Gentiles. So who better to go to the Gentiles than Andrew? He was a fisherman, along with his brother Peter. And, you know, fishermen were businessmen, and they would have had to be proficient in the Greek language. That was the international language of commerce in those days. Andrew would have had to known how to communicate and to befriend Gentiles. They were his customers. And communicate Andrew did. He knew that the gospel was not limited to the Jew alone. The word of God needed to go out into the whole world. which again is what the Old Testament prophesied. As Paul quoted in the book of Romans, their sound has gone out into all the world. The apostles didn't just jealously guard the word of God, they generously spread it. So this is a reminder to all of us to always be ready to confess our faith in Jesus Christ wherever and whenever opportunity presents itself. And following Andrew's example, starting with those closest to you, take our Lord's invitation to come and see. We are not expected to know all the answers, but just to trust the word of God will bear fruit when and where it will. Whenever a Christian speaks their faith to someone else, God has no expectations that we will be able to check off in our notebooks all the success we're having. God is responsible for the success. Leave it to God. Don't worry about it. Just speak the word. Andrew, the first apostle, he certainly didn't know everything. At the feeding of the 5,000, he asked Jesus a rather practical question. He said, "How are we to feed this multitude with such a small amount?" Andrew didn't have the answer, didn't have the solution, but he did have the faith to bring a young boy that had bread and fish, and he let Jesus do the rest, and Jesus did exactly that. And so it is with you. Whenever you confess Christ and invite someone to come and see, Jesus will do the rest. Now, tradition also has it that Andrew went further than just telling people about Jesus. He went to his death, witnessing to Jesus. The ancient historians say that in Greece, he converted Maximilla, the wife of the Roman proconsul, or should I say the word of God, converted Maximilla. Andrew was just the speaker. This so angered the proconsul that he had Andrew beaten and crucified on an X-shaped cross. And while he was hung there, dying over the course of 2 days, Andrew continued to preach Christ to all who passed by. And after he died, Maximilla had him taken and buried in her own tomb. Maximilla had great love and respect for the man to whom God chose to bring life and salvation to her. And so to this very day, the symbol of Andrew is the letter X. Andrew also lived in the shadow of his more prominent brother, Peter. Andrew was the first apostle, Peter the second. Even though we forget the name of the man who flew the Atlantic after Charles Lindbergh, I don't even know who it was. Do you? Of course not. You know, we think about the first. But in this case, Andrew sometimes gets short shrift. Peter is better remembered than Andrew. Peter became the leader of the apostles. Two of his epistles are in the Bible. There's no epistle of St. Andrew in the Bible. Peter made many errors of judgment that even got recorded in the Bible. While Andrew's apparently stellar record, for the most part, went unrecorded. Have you ever experienced anything like that in your own life? You know, somebody else, maybe with known flaws, gets heaps of praise and your labors go unrecognized and unnoticed? Well, bear in mind that what really matters is what God knows. He sees everyone's quiet efforts and blesses them. Whether you're the second man to fly the Atlantic or the man with the second most number of stolen bases in baseball, who would that be, Todd? See, even our expert doesn't know the second number two. But nevertheless, God knows. He sees your quiet efforts and he blesses them. You know, Christians, we're good trees, so we bear good fruit. You never know if your modest efforts in saying, "Come and see," could have resulted in the Holy Spirit converting someone by God's word and sacraments? If so, rejoice. Andrew's example gives you a pattern to imitate. Tell others that Jesus Christ came to take away the sins of the world. Tell others that Jesus suffered and died in your place for the forgiveness of your sins. Tell them that Jesus rose from the dead, and that by the power of his resurrection, the devil's power over you has been broken too. Andrew was converted because he heard the preaching of the word. John the Baptist performed no miracles, healed no one. John just preached and let God's word do the rest. The word that Andrew heard from John, that he heard from Jesus, was such a great message that he just had to tell his brother Peter. And the word of the Lord grew and grew and grew. And for that we give thanks as we stand back and let God do all the work. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We now rise. We'll continue with the canticle on page 231 and then the Magnificat hymn number 934. Please rise.